Classes will be back in session Monday morning at St. Joseph's Catholic High School in Barrie. The school, located on Cundles Road East in the city's north end, was closed to staff and students following what school officials called a small fire in one of the washrooms shortly before 9 a.m. on April 10. Although the fire was extinguished by school staff, it created a large amount of smoke, necessitating ventilation of the building. The school was safely evacuated and students were ultimately sent home, with the decision being made to shutter the school for the remainder of the week in order to facilitate extensive remediation efforts that were required in order to ensure a safe return to school, according to a letter sent to the school community last week. Fire and police officials are looking into the incident and an investigation has been commenced to determine how the fire started and to determine who could be responsible, Barrie Police Communications Coordinator Peter Leon told Barrie Today this past week. In a subsequent email sent to families shortly before 5 p.m. on Sunday, April 14, and obtained by Barrie Today, from Principal George Luck thanked families for their patience, support and kind thoughts over the past few days. With the determined efforts of our facilities staff and third-party remediation team working around the clock, I am happy to report to you that our school is ready to receive us once again on Monday morning, he wrote. The last week's fire was a challenging event for everyone, said Luck, adding it's completely natural to feel a range of emotions, which is why the school has put in place a variety of resources to support students if needed. In addition to the school-based resources, there are others resources listed below and on the school board website. Anyone who requires support should take advantage of them. Many lockers on the school's first floor were exposed to smoke and dust and were required to be emptied and scrubbed. As a result, the contents of these lockers were placed in tagged boxes and secured in the school's cafeteria, Luck noted in the email. During morning arrival, the cafeteria will be locked to keep the locker boxes secure, he explained, adding students whose lockers were affected will be able to pick up their locker contents after the morning assembly. Students are expected to report to their Period 1 class at 7:45 a.m., Luck continued, adding after morning attendance, there will be a school-wide assembly. Following the assembly, classes will then be called to the cafeteria to allow students to collect their locker items. The school will return to its regular schedule for the remainder of the day. Pizza ordered will be delivered as scheduled Monday for lunch periods, however the typical pasta Wednesdays will be bumped 1 week. The Ontario Secondary School Literacy Test, originally scheduled for last week, will now take place on Wednesday, April 17 and Thursday, April 18. I am thankful that because of all of our collective efforts there were no physical injuries, though I'm sure our sense of security has been shaken, wrote Luck. Our goal tomorrow and in the coming weeks will be to try and return to our normal routine yet with a greater commitment to be present for each other.